Now, I want to ask you a question. Do you like your name?
Put your hand up if you like your name. Do you like your name, Jemima? Adults as well, do you like your name? Do you not like your name? One or two people. Some people like their name and some people don't. Yeah, well, I feel fortunate. I like my name. And many of us today are wearing name tags. It's good to remind yourself of your name if you've forgotten. So we all have name tags, many of us here. And I've got mine on. I think some of you have got them on here and some of you made them before you came. So, Frederick, you've got yours. And Lucas. Lucas has got special Lucas colour. And even his parents don't know how he makes that colour. So that's very interesting. Have you got your name? Oh, Martin, that's fantastic. You painted that, made that. That's a really fantastic one, that one. You have to have a look at Martin's name tag afterwards. Really good. Lovely. Well, the idea of wearing a name tag, which we have done occasionally, we don't do it every week, is just to help us to get to know one another's names if there's new people in the church, but also to remind us, those of us who are very forgetful, of the names of people that we know, but we can't remember their names. So today, this is a very good Sunday to do this, because we're remembering this morning one of the leaders of the early church by name. And his name was Barnabas. Now, anyone called Barnabas here this morning? Put your hand up. Any Barnabases here? No, I didn't think we did have. But we're also doing something else special today, and we are giving thanks for the life of Fionn Rosa. And during this little liturgy, I will ask Dominic and Miriam, his parents, what is his name? And they will say, Fionn. Jarmin. Is that right? More or less. Fionn. Now, I don't think we have any more Fionns here this morning. I'd be very surprised. No. Names are not just labels. They are personal to us. Now, would you like to be called You There? Would you like to be called you there? Would you like to be called that? Or would you like to be called a number? Do you know that in some places, in some awful kind of prisons, people just have a number. They don't have a name at all. That would be really awful, wouldn't it? It's really important that people know us by our name and call us by our name. And in the Bible, names are very important. And sometimes people's names change. So, one of the people that Jesus called to follow him as a special friend was called, anyone read that? You know, I said Simon, yeah. But Jesus wanted to change Simon's name to Peter. Yeah, Peter, because Peter means rock. And Jesus could see what Peter would become. Someone strong and reliable and a good support to others. It wasn't really very obvious that Simon was very rock-like at first, but he had to grow in to his name, Peter. Now, today we're thinking about someone called Barnabas, but you know, Barnabas wasn't his real name. The name Barnabas means son of encouragement. Actually, Barnabas was called Joseph. He was called Joseph. That was his actual real name. But he was known for being such an encouraging person. He had a positive effect on other people. He built them up and he strengthened them. So Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, became his name. Now, we heard in our reading from Acts this morning that Barnabas was sent by the church in Jerusalem to encourage the new Christians, the new friends of Jesus, in a place called Antioch. And when he got to Antioch, Barnabas thanked God for all that he was doing, and then he encouraged the Christian community there. It says he exhorted them, he encouraged them to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast devotion, for he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. So Barnabas was faithful to following the Lord Jesus himself, and he encouraged other people to be faithful in following the Lord Jesus too. And he trusted God to help him in that. He was full of the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit gave him wisdom and strength that he needed. Now, it seems that the way Barnabas encouraged others made a real difference, because lots and lots of people then came to trust in the Lord at Antioch. Now, I think perhaps Barnabas might then have become very, very self-important, very proud
as a leader of this community in Antioch. But in fact, he didn't. And he knew that he couldn't do everything by himself. He knew that he didn't have all the gifts to encourage and to build up these new Christians. So he had a good friend called Paul, and he knew that Paul was very good at communicating the gospel, so he went to get his friend Paul and brought him also to Antioch. And together, they built up and encouraged and taught the Christians to grow in their faith there and to live out their faith in practical ways. And they collected money to help the poor Christians in Jerusalem. So Barnabas didn't need to have the leading role. He didn't need to be the most important. We all like to be important, don't we, Martin? But Barnabas knew he didn't have to have the leading role. He didn't have to be the center of attention. But he knew how to encourage others. What a wonderful gift. It's really important to have people like Barnabas in our churches. Christian communities grow when we are thankful, when we trust in the resources of the Spirit, and when we encourage one another. Now, I asked you earlier, does anyone have the name Barnabas here? And everybody shook their heads. No Barnabas is here amongst us. But I know that we have several people here who are really great encouragers of others. They might not be called Barnabas, but they are very good at encouraging others. And perhaps all of us could grow to be a little bit more like Barnabas. But whatever our name, whether we call Jemima or Joanna or Frederick or Lucas or Daniel or Dominic or Martin or Vera or Purity, whatever our names this morning, we're all called to be friends of Jesus. Just as Jesus said in our gospel reading, Jesus calls us to be friends too. He calls us by name to be his friends and to follow him. Now today we're doing something very special, and we're going to give thanks for the life of Fionn. And we pray that as Fionn grows older, he will come to know Jesus himself and follow him as his friend. But Fionn isn't called to be a friend of Jesus on his own. He will need the help of Dominic and Miriam, of Chem and Mile, and other special friends of the family. He will need the whole congregation here to help him to learn about God's love and what it means to follow Jesus. He will need our love and our prayers and our encouragement. Being a friend of Jesus means being together with other friends of Jesus. To be Jesus' friend means to love one another, as Jesus tells us in our gospel reading. What does it mean to love one another? Well, one of the things it means is that we encourage one another to grow in our faith and to help one another in practical ways, just as Barnabas did. We certainly don't love one another by being negative and critical or greedy and selfish. So today, let us remember Barnabas and learn from the way he encouraged others. Let's give thanks for one another, and maybe over coffee time we can meet and chat and speak to people by name and maybe even encourage one another in some kind of way today. Let's also give thanks for Fionn today, praying for him and his family. And as we pray for Fionn, let's pray for one another, that we might all learn more about what it means to be a friend of Jesus and encourage one another along the way. Amen.